The wait is over. Dive into Audible's most anticipated collection, The Best of 2025, featuring top audiobooks, podcasts, and originals across all genres. Our editors have carefully curated this year's must-listens, from brilliant hidden gems to the buzziest new releases. Every title in this collection has earned its spot. This is your go-to for the absolute best in 2025 audio entertainment. Whether you love thrillers, romance, or nonfiction, your next favorite listen awaits. Discover why there's more to imagine when you listen at audible.com/bestoftheyear.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Don't be shy, stretch your legs and touch the sky, grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico, whoop, whoop, morning zoo. Woo-hoo. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up.
That's right, wake up, it's time to go. It's the Morning Zoo with your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. And welcome all, one and all. And thank you for tuning into the Gas Digital Network. Across the table from me, these guys are as funny as it gets from World War Fun. It's Ryan Shannon and Sydney Gant.
Woo!
How you guys doing today?
So good.
I'm feeling good.
So good, dude.
Well, thank you guys for busting your ass to get here. I know there was a lot of traffic and
shit. Oh, my
God. But we're here. We're having fun. We're pretty close to on time.
Yes.
You really busted your balls to get here.
Dude,
so thank
you. Passed three, and it was like I wanted to stop. And you never run past something or walk past something where you're like, I got to take a picture of this. There was a dude trying to shit in a 7-Eleven cup.
Ooh.
Trying to shit in it. And I was like, I got it. Like, everything was like, stop and take a picture of this. Stop and take a picture of this. And I was like, I can't. I got it naked.
I'd be happy to get it on the green with that one.
Dude, he was putting from the roof the whole time.
That's tough.
Could you imagine doing a constipation prayer over a 7-Eleven cup?
Dude, it was wild. And it was, what was crazy about it was that he was in front of like, not a faux place, but like a ramen place. And people were trying to just get in and out of there. And this guy was like, no, this is where I'm doing it. In front of the window, in the little garden. Holding a 7-Eleven.
It was
cup.
To go.
It was to go, dude. And he was trying to get it in there. I didn't see any poop connect. I think that's why I was so conflicted. I wanted to see if he made it. And I didn't. And now I'm mortally remiss that I missed it out of everything that's happened in this great city.
So I will say, I am a big fan of pissing in cups and bottles on the road.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I've said this a million times. I'm pretty sure Gatorade's entire business model is... You are going to buy one of these and chug it so that you have something in the car to piss
in. The wide mouth is perfect. It's like they designed it for that. It is such a... And it's also, the old Gatorade bottles were shaped like a stubby dick.
Yeah.
That fucking ridge on the
with
top.
With the helmet. And the helmet, the fire hydrant.
It was a rib dick.
The wide mouth. And then I'm a big fan of, if I've got a large cup, I literally just put it over... Dick and balls.
Oh, all the way in.
If I'm in the car, because then I'm like, no spillage.
Yeah, that's
smart. I form a vacuum.
That's smart. I put my dick all the way. I take the Gatorade and put it all the way in.
Yeah.
I take it all the way in. I don't try to like jostle my dick.
Yeah, no, fuck that.
It's all the way in there. I don't fuck
I've noticed recently, no matter what size cup I use to piss in, it's going to hit. That's how much piss I have in me.
Have you ever overflowed?
Yes.
Yeah. That's my biggest fear, too.
Yeah.
Is when you have a Gatorade bottle and you're like, this is 32 ounces. I've got this. And then it starts getting, dude, the fear.
Yeah. You hear the music with Thomas the Bath and Dram.
It's never good. It's never good, dude. Yeah. And the worst is, like, I used to, like, when I would go to sleep at night, I didn't want to get up and go to the bathroom, so I'd pee in bottles while I was in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd roll them under my bed and just forget about them. Until like I had to clean my room and I found like 50 bottles of just fermented pee.
Oh, that's called sun pee.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so
good.
When
Mrs. Amico moved in, I had multiple bottles of sun pee that had to go because they were
gallons.
Yeah, dude, and it's weird how
I would get a gallon and I would give it. I would get really close to the top,
dude. The separation of the whatever's in your pee, like the ammonia and whatever, there's like a weird like sediment at the bottom. I've never.
Yeah, it's like one of those layered shots.
Yeah, I don't know what. I don't know what it is. It's so gross.
Yeah, it's like a parfait.
Yeah, it is. It is gross. And then when you pour them out, like I'm pretty good with like gross smells.
Why are you pouring them out? You throw that whole bottle away. You put the cap on it and you throw the whole bottle away.
Sydney, it's called recycling. Shut up.
Dude, you're too
respectful. Yeah, it's called green thinking, dude.
Nobody loves
you. Grow up.
Okay, first of all, if it's green, that's your problem.
No, I wanted to throw them away, but my mom was like, you're pouring those out. It was more of a punishment than anything. I had to go in the back basin in the basement and pour them all out.
Oh, she found them.
Oh, she definitely knew. She was like, what is this? And I was like, she's like, you're disgusting. You're pouring them out, and then you're throwing the bottles in the
recycle. Yeah, because she probably thought you were keeping them for some weird activity.
No, I think she just found out I was lazy. She was like, the bathroom's right. Yeah, it was more like, if I just told her I was keeping for an experiment, she'd be like, explain me the experiment. And if it was good enough, she'd buy it. But she knew that I was just like, I'm not walking 5 feet to the bed. Like, I'm laying in bed.
Yeah, I've done that on the tour bus, because like, the amount of maneuvering it takes me to get into a tour bus bathroom.
Yeah.
I'm peeing it. Yeah, I'm peeing in a bottle and throwing it when we get to the next stop.
But tour bus bathrooms, aren't they? Like, if they're moving, that's like, that's a pain in the ass.
The whole thing sucks.
That sucks. They tell you to sit down.
You put your dick all the way in it.
They tell you to sit down on the megabus.
Yeah.
If you go into the megabus bathroom, it says, it doesn't say stand to pee. It says sit to pee, because you'll get it everywhere.
By the way,
I've never done that.
You just piss in the sink on those.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're going to stand, pee in the sink.
I stand on the toilet and pee in the sink.
Yeah, it's pee in the sink.
Fucking wild.
Dude, I would rather wedge my head and legs into the corners than sit. There's no
way. It is disgusting.
I will wedge as hard as I can.
Yeah. Yeah.
I always wonder, like, if, like, how your mom discovered you had all those bottles of piss. I always wonder how many times white parents see their white kids do shit and they're like, fucking white people.
Probably a bunch. My mom called me a cracker on several occasions. She's like, this dumb vanilla face in fucking house pissing in bottles. I saved so many pee bottles.
Yeah.
Harrington had to handle a full Starbucks cup of piss at second Naked Roast. Because I had to piss so bad and they were about to put me on stage and I was like, buddy, I'm sorry, I'm going to need a cup.
Dude, that's crazy.
And I filled, but then I came back and it was still there. And he's like, oh, forgot that. There was a Starbucks cup filled to the top. And I mean a big one.
Yeah.
I took a venti.
Dude, that's rock star status. Being able to hand off your cup of piss to somebody else.
Did he put a lid on it?
Yeah, no, there was a lid on it. There was a lid on it.
He had a tray. He had a tray that he put it on.
Did he have one of those green things you put in the top of coffee so it doesn't spill out anywhere? It's like, I got to get rid of this.
Yeah, I had no idea Zach had so much white pisslage.
Yeah. Did you take your dick and make like a fucking leaf on the top of the phone? Did you get all decorated with it?
I would just happy face.
It's so good.
I kept it easy. I did the skank face.
Oh, that's good.
That's classic.
Yeah, we had a party once, pissed in a 40 bottle. Like, my buddies and I were like taking turns peeing in a 40 bottle, and then we lightly hammered the cap back on and put it back in the fridge that was in my buddy's room. And my buddy Bobby ended up breaking it open and drinking some of it, and we had a good laugh.
Good laugh.
Man, the only time I was ever in a situation where somebody consumed my piss, I couldn't handle it.
What do you mean you couldn't?
Yeah, me and my cousin Trennis were going to this lady's house, and she was like hooking up with him. And we were there to possibly run a train on her, but I bitched out of that. And then...
Did you say Trennis?
No, his name was... Yeah, his name is Trennis.
Trennis?
Yeah.
Who's running a train? If there's anybody who's going to run a train on anybody, it's Sydney and Trennis.
Trennis the train conductor? Yeah, for sure.
All right, dude.
So we went over there. So she was nice enough to like make him...
This is our friend Thomas.
Ew, dude.
Yeah. So then,
and I'm Mr. Conductor.
No, he was definitely the conductor. Afterwards, she asked him to make her an Arnold Palmer in her kitchen, and he was like, "Yo, let's piss in this." And like,
out of nowhere,
I tinkled a little. He filled it up like a quarter of the cup, and then he like did like the lemonade iced tea, put ice in it, and then gave it to her, and she is.
As a punishment for fucking?
Dude, I don't know. It
was just about being disrespectful.
It was so disrespectful. I couldn't believe it. Like
Trennis. The most disrespectful.
Trennis I know. No,
my most diabolical cousin. I've never met a person more diabolical than Trennis. Dude, this could have been his arc, his like villain arc. Or her villain arc.
Most of his family members are diabolical.
Yeah.
Also true. he was the diabolical one.
Yeah, Trennis the diabolical and intravenous the diabetical.
Trennis's family tree is limbless, is basically what it is.
I mean, a lot of people were missing toes. That's for sure. It's a toeless community.
He points at you like this because he has to.
Yeah, the family reunion has no sandals. Not a sandal in the bunch. Dude, everybody's walking with a limp, but not because they're cool.
So wait, did this lady drink the pee?
Dude, I thought she was going to feel the warmth of the cup and be like, nah, you guys pissed in it. She was like,
but he put ice in it.
But it was still, like, it's layered, though, because it's like piss goes to the bottom.
Yeah.
So the bottom of the cup was still warm. She's like, why is it warm? And he goes, that's why I put ice in it. And she's like, oh. And then she only took she knew something was up, and she took a, like, what is this going to be sip? And that alone, I was just like, dude, I had to leave the room.
You gotta keep it together, dude.
Dude, I threw up 3 times on our walk home. I couldn't believe somebody
only,
drank
only for pee?
Dude.
You threw up for pee?
Look, I'm not you.
I'm not, bro. Don't be Trennis with me right
now. Dude. Yeah, you're being a real Trennis right now.
Dude. I don't know, just pee. Pee's not that gross.
It's
gross.
It's not pissed to like, it's not gross to have it come out of your body. It's not gross to have it like hit your belt as you're trying to piss, and then you have to put your belt back on because you have a piss covered belt. That's not gross, obviously. It's not gross to have a little bit of piss dripping out of your penis when you put your underwear back on and now your underwear is soaked. That's not gross. But gargling piss is disgusting.
I think you've never clearly peed in someone's mouth.
No.
No.
Can't say I have.
Zach, you strike me as the type of guy who's peed in a mouth before.
You know, I do too. I definitely do.
Honestly,
I understand.
I thought the only minority here was going to be Sydney. Yeah.
You for sure have mouth pither energy.
God damn it.
I've had the request.
Mm. Oh, but you never followed through on it.
And I politely declined.
Why so? Because you didn't want to kiss her afterwards, right? Or have anything to do with her mouth.
Because
I don't even want that bitch whispering me secrets.
It was many moons ago, and I was hanging out with a big group of people, and I think it might have been my birthday.
Oh.
But this is like college age.
Mm-hmm.
And a young lady and I went back to my room to some one of those bullshit excuses, like we're going to get a movie or something.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And we went into the bathroom, and she took her top off, and she's like, do you want to get me to get in the tub and you can pee on me? And I was like, nah, I'd like a blowjob, though.
I mean, great compromise.
And she was like, okay. So she gave me a blowjob on the toilet, and I went to come on her tits, and she goes, I don't do that. And all I thought was like, I was going to pee so much more than I was going to come on you.
What are you talking about?
My piss is so much worse than my cum, I promise you that.
Yeah, it's like, I wasn't going to fucking destroy you with ropes, lady.
Yeah.
Damn. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
I'm doing my best out here, but I was going to piss so much more.
Yeah, it is weird when you meet somebody who's like, they do draw, not a weird line, just a line. They're like, no, I won't do that. But like, you just asked me to pee all over you. Where's the line? In my head, I'm like, you're down for anything. Anytime excrement's involved in a sex act, my idea is all bets are off. You can kind of do whatever.
I've had two pee pranks. One time I peed in a guy's hat. Matt Kilroy.
You peed?
8th grade.
You basically filtered your piss.
So, no, it was one of those fitteds, like the Fred Durst style.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And it was sweaty, and I put it in took it in my friend's bathroom, and I peed all along the inside, so it was just continually sweaty.
You filled up a 7 3/8?
Oh, yeah, and I swirled it.
That's crazy.
Because he was hooking up with a girl that I liked, and I was jealous, so I peed in his hat because I had no other way to express myself.
Vengeful
you're like a cat.
Yeah.
You were spraying. You were spraying.
And the other time is kind of fucked up, and I can't say because the person knows I did it already.
Mm-hmm.
The first part of this is worse than the pee.
Oh, boy.
Okay. It's hard to explain. This is the only person I've ever known that done this, and I found out later in life an inadvisable thing to do. But when I was a kid, because my dad had the welding shop downstairs, my mom was so nuts about him like washing up after work that my dad used to scrub his entire body with rubbing alcohol every day when he got out of the shower.
Yeah.
Which Jesus. I later found out is horrible for your skin and your pores.
Ridiculous. There's no way he wasn't ashier than any black person you ever met.
Yeah, like where did he come up with that?
Like fucking what? Beats me.
That is insane.
Until I mentioned it to people as an adult, I thought it was just a thing some people did.
Dude, I have never heard of something so nuts.
No, it's nuts, right?
It's beyond nuts, dude.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and also huff spray paint when I get out. It's good for my respiratory.
Yeah, literally everything is wrong with that.
That is.
And it's so not good.
That's crazy.
And
also, what is your rubbing alcohol budget? Like, that's like, if you rub yourself down, like, what do you got? Like, maybe one or two showers? If you're doing that every day, you must have, like,
he was going through
it.
Big bottles.
Yeah,
of
that's fucking
he's
got to
invest in the company.
We had a big rubbing alcohol budget, I think.
Yeah. That's why Zach didn't go to college.
That's
I went to college.
Well, I know you went to college, Zach.
Wow.
One time, my dad, I can't remember what it was, but did something that just made me so mad. I had no way to express myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I pissed in his rubbing alcohol. Because I figured it would dissipate.
Yeah.
And then he would just rub his pee all over me for a while.
Yeah.
Or my pee all over him.
It probably deactivated.
That's what
and
I meant.
It,
I like, did not want to. Well, that was Freudian. That way my dad would rub his piss all over me, just like I wanted, because I was an angry boy.
I never peed on anybody, but I got my own pee rubbed on me by my father.
Yeah, I got
it. Now it's all adding up.
Yeah.
It's adding up.
What did he use to rub? Did he use like cotton swabs to rub it all over his body?
Paper towels.
Okay.
Paper
Damn.
Towels. Double
Even
wasteful.
Crazier.
Double wasteful.
Yeah.
Even he could have poured it on him like he won a championship every time. You know?
Yeah. No, that's too Tibetan monk. pouring rubbing alcohol on yourself like that. That's too much of a problem, dude.
And I told my dad years later that I did that, and he's like, you got me.
Oh, well, that's good. Sunrise, sunset on that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It probably didn't hurt at all.
It probably deactivated the alcohol. It probably made it healthier.
Yeah, it's probably a smoother rub.
Yeah, it's a disinfectant now.
Yeah.
Like when you piss on a jellyfish thing.
It's clean. It's clean. It's sterile.
Yeah.
It's sterile, dude.
All right, we got a bunch of silly stories to get to. But this is the one I really want to get to because I tried to get Shannon to find this video. I couldn't describe it correctly, and she was unable to find it. And thank God, WorldStar put it up.
Mm.
This is a man trying to get some pussy. And I don't think he really knows what he's doing.
Oh, I know this. I think I know this.
My only two guesses are he does not speak English well, and people were very cruel in telling him how to speak to women.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or he is on either a massive amount of something or having what I can only describe as a extremely manic episode.
Okay. Yeah, he kind of reminds me of a person that Ryan and I mutually know named Oliver Yu. Like, watch this. This is early Oliver Yu. Just keep that in mind.
Hey, can I guess? Is it Yu, Y-U?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to say, I don't even know this one.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, this is got you written all over it.
Yeah.
All over
this is all you, dude. All you.
Heavy you. Heavy you.
So, Shannon, let's check it out, baby.
Okay, I'm the baddest motherfucker in the whole multiverse. Let's fuck. Come on, let's go.
Okay, this is a little uncomfortable. Dude,
let's go fuck.
Get the fuck out of here. I swear.
I'll do something.
Yeah, I will. What the fuck?
Yeah, let's go fuck.
Who the fuck are
let's
you?
Let's go fuck, and then you can call the police. For raping you, or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Are you okay?
No, I just want to fuck.
Be comfortable. this way.
What the fuck?
Dude, get away from me.
Let's go fuck. Call the police, whatever. Let's go fuck right now.
No, get away from me.
Yeah, let's go fuck right now.
Get away from me, dude.
Let's go to my house.
What are you doing? No. Get away. What the fuck?
You wanna go fuck?
Moving on.
No, I like it.
I wanna,
it's a numbers game.
Yeah, pause.
Yeah. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Every no gets you close one step closer to a yes.
So this is two things I think. When you said episode, the way his mannerisms are, it seems like he's just like kind of totally out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then the other thing I've noticed, the way he's reluctant to ask, this is maybe gang initiation. Like the Wing Kong from Big Trouble in Little China. He wants to get in the gang. The way he was saying it was like, yeah, we can just fuck. You know, like the way it almost seemed like a dare that he had to like own up to something.
Oh,
and
like
do
like
it.
In the movie with the Fallen Down where he had to wear that sign that said the N-word on it.
Oh, that was
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
Die Hard.
That was Die Hard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It could that be like Die a Die Hard thing.
That's what I kind of see. I don't think he's on drugs. I think he's
I also think he's like at least first generation American. Like that guy was born in America.
Yeah, no, he definitely said multiverse. Yeah. He knew about the MCU.
Yeah, but the Asians invented the multiverse. So that could be. That's not necessarily a clue.
The other reason I think it's a dare is he looked directly at that cop and said it. He's saying it to everyone. I don't think he would have done that while he was on drugs. He probably would have been like, get the fuck away from me or something like
all right,
that.
Can you rewind it just a little?
I don't know if he said it to the cop or there was a chick that was there. And then the cop took
her
place.
It looked like
he said it to the cop.
It looked like he said it right.
It's so hard to take an Asian seriously.
It's wild.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Look at him.
Look at that face.
This is why he's choosing the direct approach at this point. Like, nothing else is working. Yeah. Like you said.
He's been so desexualized as a male that his only way of being scary.
Yeah.
You can call it for rape or whatever. Yeah. Whatever.
He's trying to be a bad boy.
Is to just Michael Myers his way into a store. And stare you down. All right, keep it moving.
Watch, I'm telling you.
Get away. What the fuck?
You
want to
go fuck?
No.
What?
You
want to
fuck?
Absolutely.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's the lady. I heard the no.
No, you see that? The cop. I like how the cop like stood there for a second just to see if it worked.
Yeah. All right, what are you doing?
Okay.
The cop doesn't even want to touch him.
Like, I mean, that's a weird defense, whatever that is.
Yeah.
Whatever's going on here.
He must be like...
He just needs to press his body against another human.
Yeah, he's just a tension star.
Yeah, he's just trying to press
his
body.
I've been trying to figure out what store that is.
What store it is. Oh, that looked like almost like a Quick Check.
That's what I was thinking.
That looks like a Quick
Check. The Willy Wallaby's licorice display made me think a Quick Check or not a Wawa.
Yeah, it's definitely not a Wawa. There's too much green in there. That's a Quick Check, I think.
Okay.
Yo, he just needs human contact, man. I kind of feel
the green
more.
Above the freezer does screen
that's
Quick
check.
Check.
That's Quick Check.
That's Quick Check.
Yeah.
Maybe you thought it was called Quick Fuck. I go in there as fuck.
He's a quick. Very quick. Yeah, I think that guy's just...
A quick chick?
I think he's... I
fucking
think he's
nuts?
Fucked up. Yeah, he's fucked up. Definitely fucked up. Definitely nuts, but I don't know if it's... I don't want to blame drugs. I don't want to blame drugs.
Say your thoughts.
I don't want to blame drugs.
I blame, feminism, obviously. It's making it a lot harder for young Asian men to go out there and get physical contact from human ladies. And he's doing the best that he can. You can see at the end, he wasn't even trying to fight the cop. He was just trying to press chest to chest against
him. Yeah, he was leaning hard.
To feel loved. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the cop is doing the right thing. You don't want to fight a horny Asian.
No.
That's how you catch it.
Yeah.
He's going to spread horny Asian all throughout the city. It's going
to
be an outbreak.
He's going to have to put rubbing alcohol on him. He's like, I knew this was a thing. I heard it somewhere.
Yeah. Shannon, what do you think?
I think this is some incel bullshit.
Whoa.
Where he just thinks that he is just owed this, and all he has to do is say, fuck me, and a woman is going to say, of course I will.
Yeah.
So do you think he maybe read like some... incel shit or like some that real social dynamics kind of shit?
I think so.
Yeah.
And he was like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to Quick Check.
And demand it.
And demand pussy because that's what an alpha would do.
Shannon, you also kind of sound like a lady who has experienced a guy going, well, maybe this will work.
And you're sick, it used to be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Yeah.
Now just Monday.
For a couple of years.
You're sick of it.
No, well, I can say, Shannon, do you kind of maybe feel bad for someone who's... Now, look, I'm not saying bad for the situation. This kid is so desensitized to everything. He read some other asshole's work and was like, I'm just cashing it all in and doing whatever. I'm sure this kid doesn't know this is the right way, but he's grasping at straws. I know he's also an adult. When I say kid, I don't mean like, you know, a fucking 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
This kid, this fucking retard is clearly of age. But like, I don't think he wanted, not that he didn't want to do it, I don't think he was, I don't know, of sound mind at the time. He basically had a falling down moment, like Sidney had said, only he mixed up the movies. He just snapped.
Thank you for pointing that out.
And he's like, you know what? Pussy now. I need it now.
I feel like he draws pictures of himself very muscular.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That tracks.
I feel like he draws a lot of pictures, either muscular or in full dusters.
And his penis is always ejaculating in his pictures.
Yeah.
Or at least dripping.
Dripping.
Like a Mr. Coffee.
And he is holding it like a baby, burping.
Yeah.
It's over his shoulder with a swaddling rag. Yeah.
So, Shannon, did we find out anything? Did this guy get arrested, or we just saw the video?
Just that video.
No, that cop was like, yo, how about me and you go to the club and start picking up chicks?
So we don't even know how old this fucking idiot was?
I would say in his late 30s.
I mean, he...
Let's see him one more time.
I'm gonna say late 20s.
He had gray in his beard.
I've seen people with gray in their beard. No, I think that's just. I mean, maybe 30, late 30s.
It's really hard to clock their age.
Dude, this is impossible.
30s. Yeah,
I'm gonna say early 30s. I'm gonna say 32.
You can count the rings in his eyes. I think it's how you tell how old an Asian is.
No, I'm not okay.
I don't know him.
I'm not okay. I'm the baddest motherfucker in the whole multiverse. Fuck.
Okay, this is a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's mid to late 30s, man.
Get the fuck out of here.
Man.
I swear. Yeah, I will. What the fuck?
Oh, there's my dad's rubbing alcohol.
Man.
Are you okay?
I mean... This is really unfortunate, and I feel bad for every employee involved. But it is like, you know, what's wild about this is that this used to be a thing where if this happened, of course, this guy's career or whatever job he has is ruined. However, that is one drop in the bucket of how many times this is happening. That, like, he's kind of going to get lost in the salt, like lost in the ether. You will forget about this guy if he ever moves somewhere. He's got to register as like a sex offender or something. He could fly under the radar and just be asking anybody they want to fuck at any point in time. He'll never be in
trouble.
If
he works somewhere and someone thinks they recognize him, they're probably going to be too afraid to be wrong.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What are the chances that you have an Asian coworker and you're like, are you the fuck guy?
Especially if you think that was tech support?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think I would that's disgusting.
Oh my God.
He's not even the right kind of Asian.
Yeah, that is an ultimate out. Like, you think we all look alike, don't you? This is fucked up.
That's how he gets away with it.
Yeah, I mean,
he could have just switched places with another Asian if there's one in the store.
If you move,
switch hats with him, and nobody would know.
Dude, you move for a month, come back with a longer haircut. No one knows you. No one knows you. That guy's got it in spades. It's just like now you'd think like, yeah, that's gonna ruin whatever, you know, IT support job he's got, but. Give it 10 months, he'll be fine. But that's the craziest
part. Asians bounce back.
Yeah.
You can't keep an Asian down.
No, it's impossible.
He'll be fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
He'll be married.
They're the warrior class, dude. They're not going to stop, dude.
Very honorable.
All right. Hey, guys, real quick. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft, like your coffee is warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? Well, that's why they created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and yeah, in the bedroom too. And it's not just about tea. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So, while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash,
Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in, all while supporting your natural testosterone levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. You can save 15% today with the promo code ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. That's ZOO15 at bodybraincoffee.com. Powerbraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
Well, let's keep the sexual harassment going. Suspect arrested for slapping NYU student's butt. Shannon.
Okay, so... Hold on 1 second. I'll show you the video, then I can tell you a little more about it.
Yeah. By the way, I didn't think it was going to be NYU the way you said that.
Right before it all happened, so I circled where I'm walking. I just crossed the street, and I'm walking down the right side of Broadway, and then you can see that he literally followed me across the street, and that's him right there, and he literally targets me and approaches me and does this.
Oh,
jeez.
He assaulted her ass.
That's a wind up, dude.
Yeah, that's not an ass smack.
You can tell literally everyone around is literally in shock. These girls like don't know what to do. It's so terrible. And then they thankfully helped me up and asked if I was
He
okay.
put her to the ground with it?
Yeah, did she fall?
He TKO'd her with an ass.
It says that he grabbed her by the hair and grabbed her to the ground.
Oh, what a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, that's a piece of shit. That's a piece of shit. Wow. But still. You never know.
I mean,
it might work.
That's also like, look, I've seen a lot of amazing asses in my life.
Uh-huh.
Nothing that I've crossed the street, followed, and then assaulted, though.
There's no way he did that because that was an amazing ass. He probably followed her for blocks thinking it was an amazing ass, and then she finally, he got cat-assed. And
he got up there, he's like, this is not the ass I thought it was.
He was like, this is bullshit.
Yeah, it could have happened that way.
Yeah.
But I also don't think like...
Ass-fished. I should have said ass-fished.
Yeah,
he got ass-fished. It just sounds like something my wife wants to do to me and I will not let her do.
Could have been crackfish.
Yeah, right? She's been pushing it for years. I will not let her ass fish me.
I just think the windup is what really kills me. Mm-hmm. Look, again, not justifying anything this dude did. He could have done it and gotten away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But he fucking had to go Mark McGuire on this and try and knock it out of the park, and I don't know why you'd...
Yeah, he was trying to dislocate her hips.
Yeah, that's insane. That's
he bent his knees.
Yeah, he really did.
He dug into the earth so that he could put her on her pelvis. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a... I wonder how long he'd been preparing for that.
He was probably so upset that he didn't knock her over. That's why he pulled her hair.
Bummer. Bummer.
Or he was like, how do you tell a girl you like her?
Mm-hmm. As an adult.
As an adult. Yeah. What's a great way to get a lady's attention? Say, I like you.
That yes, no, maybe shit on paper doesn't work anymore. Yeah. I got to go out and just slap a chick's ass on the... On the sidewalk, I don't know.
Honestly,
again, I think it's just a collection of crazy people who are out in the street.
Yeah, that's...
Well, so we can call it that, but we can also look at it as these guys not knowing completely how to do it or trying to bring the 90s back. When you can go up to a girl and be like, hey, you want to fuck? Or like give a little tap on the butt.
Did that ever happen in the 90s?
That was the 90s.
I don't remember.
I think the tap on the butt was discouraged. I think.
Definitely.
You could be a little more forward. We're talking like 50s, 60s.
Yeah. I think if the tap on the butt in the 90s was someone you loosely knew, like you may have seen every now and again, you can kind of like, what's going on?
You're trying to escalate.
This lady was walking to school and this guy was an assailant, dude. He fucking came out of nowhere on this bitch. This is a totally different thing. I don't think that's ever worked in this.
So did he get arrested, Shannon?
Yes. So the guy's name is James Rizzo. He's 45. He has 16 prior arrests.
Oh, wow.
Including one in 2023 for forcible touching when police said he groped a 33-year-old woman in Greenwich Village and said, oh, you want more? And apparently, I saw in another article that the girl that was slapped is like somehow knows Megyn Kelly, and like she posted the video somewhere and that helped for them to catch the guy.
Oh, wow.
But this is what the guy looks like. And they did get him.
Oh, he looks like a serial assailant.
And you said 16 priors?
16 prior arrests. Dude. Not all this, but...
Yeah, but either... Were they all in the realm of sexual assault?
It doesn't list all of them.
I mean, he does look
possibly
homeless.
Yes, he's lacking homes, definitely. But I will say, it's like, at that point in time, 16 priors, and one of which you groped a lady and then were, you know, verbally. So I think we got to do, we got to.
It also says he was released from state prison in September after serving 2 years on a conviction for persistent sexual abuse.
Dude, we got to do something.
Yeah.
We got to do something, guys. Yeah. I don't know what, but that's
I understand
crazy.
The prisons are crowded.
Yeah. Come on.
But I don't know, man. Maybe we got to start making priorities.
Dude, we got to do something. We got to streamline some kind of thing. Like 16 priors is nuts. Can we just, we got a meat grinder somewhere. we got a grinder somewhere, dude.
Yeah, I kind of feel hypocritical trying to comment on what this man has done, because last night I tried to grope my way into sex with my sleeping wife, and I caught at least two of his 16 priors.
So here's the thing. You are biblically bound, dude. You are biblically bound and you have a home. You're kind of like.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
You're not out on the street just causing problems. You're not running amok,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah. I mean, she just turned away from me, and I was like, okay, that's a no.
Yeah, that's a clear no.
You know?
Yeah.
I didn't keep going. I didn't say, you want some more?
You didn't say I'm the most badass in the multiverse?
Yo, come suck my multiverse.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of like when you hear someone has 16 prior arrests, and they're all for, or majority of them, sexual assault. There's got to be, we got to get an island. Can we get an island? Don't we have like a,
I think we tried that.
We tried that, but didn't it was go. A different. No. It could go well. We could rebrand, dude.
Okay.
Surviving the game.
We tried it twice.
Didn't England try that?
Yeah.
And it was Australia?
And Australia.
All right. They failed. Where they failed, we will prevail, dude.
Yeah. With Haiti. Isn't that a try? Didn't we try something with.
No, we don't. We don't try anything in Haiti.
Okay.
Get out of here. We don't try anything in Haiti. No, we got to. We can. Didn't Dubai make their own islands?
No, I don't know. Did they?
Somewhere in Saudi Arabia, they made their own fucking islands. We can make a fucking island somewhere.
I think those are like Epstein-ish islands.
Yeah,
though.
That's the whole thing.
They have different rules.
Well, these islands would have.
You're saying rules. Make Alcatrazes, basically.
Basically an Alcatraz, but like if you want to, it's kind of like surviving the game. You kind of drop these people off.
Yeah.
And they can do whatever they'd like. But there's
Been sentenced to Sex Predator Island.
Sex Predator Island.
Yeah.
And maybe there will be a king of the sex predators. But really, I just think if you have 16 prior, that's like you're not, there's no rehabilitation anymore.
So you want to create an expose their penal colony.
Yes.
Very good.
So.
Thank you.
I love how you sat the whole time.
I waited for my time.
Thank you. So I know there's facilities you can be sent to where it's supposedly a program.
Yeah.
But if you're fucked up enough or deviant enough, they can basically never approve your release. So you're there, you're probably be there for 6 months. In reality, you're going to die there.
You can be chronically horny. Is what you're saying.
I'm trying to figure out how to word this.
Yeah. Maybe pathologically horny?
I knew an older couple who played music.
Mm-hmm. Sick.
And they were friends with friends of mine. And we would all meet at bars. And this older couple was kind of weird. And they were fine. They were nice people. But they had a kid who was probably in his 20s.
Oh, no.
And all of a sudden, they deleted all of us on all social media, right? And they basically scorched earthed all their friends. And we didn't know what happened. I was like, I wonder if we offended them or something or what happened. Because I knew she had an argument with a mutual friend of ours, but I didn't know what happened.
Mm.
Because I knew people in law enforcement and in that friend group, there were people that were in the fire department and a few other things. They got to look up their son.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
And, yeah, he had a naughty boy hard drive.
Uh-oh.
Naughty.
A extremely.
Yeah, I was going to say, how naughty was
I
this?
I think we know exactly how naughty
it was. No coming back from trading back and forth.
Whoops.
Creating.
Oops.
And selling.
Double whammy.
I believe.
It's a triple whammy.
Yeah.
You forgot it. You left out a whammy just now.
Of, you know, the worst thing.
Yeah.
The worst thing. And I know they moved to, like, be near the facility he was put in. Because it wasn't a jail.
Yeah, they put him in a, yeah, like a state hospital.
Well, it was like it was supposedly presented as, like, a rehabilitation.
Yeah, there's no, dude.
But it's like a, from what we were told, it is essentially you go there and you're there forever.
Sure. It's a concentration camp.
Yes. Which, now, I think, and this is a bold statement, if you are attracted to children, and I want to say children, I don't mean fat tits on a teenager. Because those are fat tits. Fat tits are fat tits. And I don't care if they're on the fucking
they're
Catch
evergreen.
Me Outside Girl or if they're on a tree.
Yeah.
If I saw a tree with Catch Me Outside Girl's tits on it, I would go, I want to titty fuck that tree.
For sure.
Okay?
You're barking up the wrong tree.
Human nature.
Yeah. I'm saying prepubescent.
Yes. Child.
Children.
Child. Yeah.
Children.
If that's what gets you going, I think it's just a bullet in the head.
Yeah, you can't. There's
and I think, honestly, if I woke up one day and had that feeling and I didn't have the balls to kill myself, I would beg someone to kill me.
Yeah.
Because I think it's incurable. Like, you're, something is dramatically wrong with your brain chemistry that is making you the worst thing.
The thing. You're a monster from another life that you got reincarnated into a dude that likes kids.
Like that, or somebody did something fucked up to you.
Yeah,
as a
very,
kid.
Very, very much so. I
mean,
would say that's
very much a possibility. But
you got grandfathered in, or uncled in.
Dude, I think the universe grandfathered you in. I think like you were such a horrible person.
I was molested by God.
You were such a horrible person in your last life that God put you in a place to get diddled as a kid.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
You believe in cum karma, sure.
Yeah,
karma,
for sure.
Karma.
Yeah, yeah. Karma. Yeah. You believe
karma,
in
karma, 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 karma.
If you believe in Findu, that's fine.
Yeah, no, that's retribution. But, that's retribution from the universe.
But yeah, I think if you were attracted to kids, I think you would want to die.
I think, well, here's what I will think. Because I heard.
I would hope.
Yeah, that's a hellscape unless you're born into royalty. Do you know what I mean? If you're an average person that likes kids, like, God hates you. If you are like a Persian prince that likes kids, like, God kind of has your back.
I just saw an article, but we'll come right back to Shannon. While we're talking, can you please look up the British king who was born with a giant head and he was illiterate and couldn't speak?
Awesome.
And
what?
It was, I think, 150 years straight of protecting the bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
And it was when they were like, gotta stop this.
He's like the mutant from Midsummer, just scribbling with the fucking paint.
Dude, that paintings of him are, because you know they zhuzhed him up.
Yeah,
they had to.
Yeah.
They tried.
And he's horrifying looking.
Yeah, I bet he is.
But he kind of looks like the head from MTV.
Oh, really? He's
huge. So what are you saying? Dude.
I just think, I read a while ago, because I watched this ridiculous fucking documentary called Chicken Hawk, which is all about NAMBLA, which is wild. And it's on YouTube, it's free, and it's horrifying in the way that, one, it's free, two, the content, and three, after you watch it, you think you're on some kind of list. It is beyond nuts. But they were talking about some people who had voluntarily checked themselves into like a mental institution after like being like, look, I don't understand why I'm attracted to children. I'm taking myself off the street. And apparently, allegedly, I don't know if this is true, those people who voluntarily check themselves into a mental institution for pedophilic thoughts are studied and taken care of better than other people who are placed there from the state. It's almost like they're like, I know I'm a gun. And I know I'm going to kill people.
It's heroic.
I have to take myself. I wouldn't know if it's,
you are. You're a hero. You're taking a villain off the street.
I would say it's honorable.
It's definitely honorable.
It's honorable.
I think
it's
responsible.
Responsible. There you go.
Definitely responsible. I still say it's a little heroic.
Yeah.
Because that's got to be hard for them
well,
to
just
do.
Just remember, guns don't fuck children. Yeah.
You want them to have a plaque, Sydney?
I do. They deserve something.
You think there's...
They deserve something.
They're just like a lot of fingers on a fucking bronze statue.
Think about how many kids they passed on the way to that place to check themselves
in. I mean, how many kids were spared? Yes, that is one thing
that's
to think
crazy.
About. But yeah, when you figure that someone's like, yo, man, something is clearly fucked up. And I'm making a point to take myself out of the equation. Yeah, that's commendable. But it's also like, there is no fixing it. There's no fixing it. Like, and even with all the electroshock therapy they've had, and they've tried to, like, you know, hypnosis and a bunch of shit like that. I don't think there's any.
Yeah, it seems like.
I don't think there's anything.
Once your body decides this is how I want to come, like, you can't.
Yeah, you can't reverse the trajectory of come.
No.
It's impossible.
It's only going to get worse.
Exactly.
Nobody's fetish dissipates.
No, it evolves. Yeah. Fetishes only evolve.
And that's why they also, I think it was either Finland, it was one of the Netherlands countries, they were developing those companion dolls that were children that also had orifices, which everyone was like, why are you making these things with orifices? And someone's like, well, no, it's to supplement people who have, like, you know, these thoughts. They can just have this. And it's like, what a slippery slope. It can only go to like one thing.
It's like tofurkey.
Yeah, you're gonna be like, now I've had this.
Yeah.
It's like giving your murderer a pillow to stab.
Exactly. It's wild.
Yeah, you're getting practice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild. And nobody wants to be the most practicing on that and be like, I'm the best. I know exactly.
You would much rather be the Allen Iverson of pedophilia.
No, you don't want to be the
You're talking about practice?
Yeah.
Practice.
I can step on the court.
Not the game.
Yeah.
Not the game where I give my life.
They did say Michael Jordan fucked a lot of kids that one time he had the flu. It was amazing.
It was the guilt game.
Yeah. Shannon, did you find the king I was talking about?
So I have two possible ones that you might be referring to. Here's one of them. And then this is where, like, the Habsburg jaw thing.
I believe this might be him.
To.
That's a transgender.
The other one.
And then this was the other one that I found, this guy here.
Oh, I think it's the first one. Can you read us his ailments?
Yeah. Okay. Good give me Lord. 1 second.
If he's illiterate, that's the one I'm talking about.
Okay. So, but this guy was from Spain.
Okay.
Spain.
And hold on 1 second.
When I was wrong about England.
But there, it's like a similar, that Habsburg jaw thing.
Okay.
I think goes around them. So Habsburg jaw is a pronounced underbite that makes chewing difficult, large tongue, difficulty walking, epilepsy, impaired mental capacity, childlike and senile, infertile.
Well,
damn.
And can you read us his bio?
These dudes, they're mules.
Also, Shannon, can you read it the way he would read it?
No. Can't read.
This guy sounded like all I thought of was Paul Rubens on 30 Rock. Because they literally, like, this guy couldn't feed himself. Yeah. He was so fucked up. And they still had to make him king.
How old
was he? A lady fucked, like, he had a wife.
Man, what a time.
So it said he was known as the Bewitched for his poor health, physical disabilities, and intellectual limitations, which are the result of generations of inbreeding within the royal family. He ruled from 1665. His parents were uncle and niece.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
That'll do it.
He was crowned king at age 3.
Now that's irresponsible. That's crazy.
He died in 1700 without a male heir because he couldn't have kids, leading to a major European crisis.
Yeah. That's like making a copy of a copy of a copy of a copy.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to break down. Mm-hmm. You can't doing that.
The successor that he named was his grandson and his half-sister. Grandson of his half-sister. Sorry.
Okay. I was like, wow, these are getting...
This is a wild family.
Yeah.
But yeah, they said he basically was... mentally handicapped, he couldn't move around, he couldn't feed himself.
Yeah.
And he had a big time. He couldn't talk or think or read.
So wait, what was so he did get married. Jesus motherfucking Christ. Freddie Mercury.
He almost kind of looks like Lionel Richie.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Oh man. So wait, he had a wife, you said. Now, isn't it with like royalty? Don't they try to like unify one kingdom with another?
I don't know.
I've learned anything from Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, something.
That does happen at times.
Yeah. Okay. So they clearly had to take like a princess from like another family and be like, hey, we're going to.
Good news, bad news.
Yeah. You will be a queen. Bad news.
Yeah. They grabbed a chick from the House of Hoes. Yeah. Seriously. Like, do you want to marry?
Bad news.
Yeah. He usually wears his wig backwards, like Cousin It, and puts his eye holes there. It's like, he's pretty. He's such a fun guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you, if you were in that position, say you were a prince, because you are a prince.
Thank you.
And then they're like, you have to marry this princess, but she's beyond retarded. And how do you think you'd go around? Like, I'm trying to think of, like, how. Could you bring yourself to bang a...
I don't think so.
No, I don't think I could either. Oh, I mean, I'd do it for...
It was a different time, guys.
I know it was a different time.
We didn't have the same sort of like...
standards?
Exactly. Or hesitations that we have now. I think...
Sydney, didn't have a choice.
Show me this guy again. Shannon, can you please show me this man again and tell me... like, and look, try to put yourself in a woman's shoes
I'm not.
3 minutes.
What I'm doing is putting fat tits on that face.
Okay.
You and imagine that's now. A lady... And I'm like, at that time.
Thank God
at
for
that. At that time.
No amount of. You'd have to have like like the greatest body in the world.
Also, now, please assume, like I said, that's a royal portrait.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That is.
That's someone.
That is the Photoshop of the time.
Yes.
That was the best possible portrait of him they were getting out. Yeah. I'm sure the reality.
Oh, man.
Was so much worse.
Don't we have like a way to? Because I've watched things on that internet about how like they take pictures of people from like the Renaissance and they make AI make them all look real. Don't we have like the technology to like project about what they could possibly?
I would
look
love
like?
To see it.
There's gotta be a way.
Because he probably had like cysts and open sores.
Oh,
in
there's
his face.
No. He probably looked like Rocky Dennis. I swear to God.
Yeah,
there's
I would
no
assume
way.
That's it.
It's got to be some kind of weird gigantism. Or the guy that, like, did you ever see the dude, the one wrestler? Oh, my good Lord.
This is, if he made it to 35, this is what they say he would have looked like.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's
yikes.
An alien.
Oh, my. You know, Shannon.
Yes.
All right. He's got a good body. He approaches you in the... Approaches you in the bar, Shannon, and he goes,
"He's a Kill Tony Golden Ticket winner.
Golden Ticket winner." He goes, "Hey, that's all you throwing calls the bar." I think actually,
he's tall. He's kind of a bad boy.
He's got a really sick tribal chest tattoo. He actually came in third place in a powerlifting competition just recently.
He paints.
He's
only
never
his
lifted
pink nails.
Anything before.
He's just so jacked. Would you, and he's like, you know, I just want to make you my princess. Would you give him, not a shot, but would you entertain a conversation with the man?
I just feel like if his speech is the way that you are making it, I don't know that I could, like, get pet, like, that would take you out
bring
of
him
anything.
Bring him back up real quick.
Anyway.
Bring him back up real quick. Zoom in on the bald one.
It's not a great quality.
Oh, well, it's not. No, it's not a great thing.
I have said.
Wait, bring it back up. Bring that exact photo. Come back. Go to Jamaica with me. I will make nothing you in Jamaica. You will be the happiest man you've ever been. I am the king of this castle. I will bring you to Jamaica.
Oh, man. Well, what if he had like a really like
eloquent?
Yeah, like, hey.
Let's go back to my place and fuck.
Yeah. What's going on?
Go back. He's the baddest motherfucker in the multiverse.
Yeah, he's the baddest motherfucker in the multiverse.
So I've been on a kick lately. The reason I was so interested in this, I've been reading numbers on how many people in the world right now are inbred.
Mm.
And what communities that's a problem in.
Boy, some that you wouldn't think, but it's definitely a problem.
You know what? I'm not.
There's some like communities that you wouldn't think inbreeding is a problem.
How it is... bringing down the IQ.
Downs the IQ?
Of certain highly religious cultures.
You don't say.
And that the whatever an average person's IQ is, I think something below 70 is considered mentally handicapped.
Yes.
And how every generation of these cultures that marry off cousins... still. They're getting closer and closer to an average IQ of 70.
They're gleaming the cube. Mm.
And that they're going to start out fucking us.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is we're in the prequel to Idiocracy.
Straight up.
Literally. And it's going to be... because they tend to not be too weirded out by the cousin thing still.
Yeah.
And I think in some places it's encouraged.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And they're making angry retards.
Man.
Dude, it's got to be kind of hard in heterogeneous cultures to see, to look at somebody and tell that they're not from your family.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So it's like, what am I not going to fuck because she might be my cousin? That's crazy.
Yeah.
So I grew up in a small town with a big family. Two times in my life, I kissed two different cousins. And didn't find out until, so the last one, I didn't find out she was my cousin. We used to go to a park and make out all the time. She asked me to walk her home, and her dad answered the door. And I was like, huh, that's my dad's cousin.
So that's not a cousin, that's a second cousin. And it's not good.
No, it's not good. But in the state of Pennsylvania, fair game.
It's above board.
Fair game. Fair game, dude. Fair game.
Yeah.
Which all the Pennsylvania buzzer beater.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I was told from an early age to keep it out of the bloodline.
Yeah. Well, like, I think it's funny you had to be told at all. I think most people were like, hey.
You gotta let people know.
Don't fuck your cousins.
That's not common sense. It's not common sense enough. Because they're close to you and they're like hot.
Yeah, they get to know you.
You know what I mean? And believe they accept you.
I know. We've all been in that situation.
It's tough.
I had a cousin, Amber, that when we were kids.
Amber sounds hot.
When we were kids, we would wrestle. We were the same age. I think we were we were second cousins. And we would wrestle all the time. She would she was the same height as me. And I was a small kid. And we were the same age. We would wrestle all the time. And this went on for anytime we would see each other, it was happening. We would go months to a year without seeing each other, but every time we did, we would fucking throw down wrestle. Yeah. My dad and his cousin would laugh. They'd be like, "This is so funny. This is so funny." And then a couple years went by, and Amber developed very fast.
Ooh.
And I was in around seventh grade, and I saw it, and I was like, "Oh fuck yeah, dude!" And I'm limbering up to fucking destroy this chick. And I remember
you're putting your leg up on a windowsill.
I actually put on Tim's. I was ready to fucking fuck this up. And I remember we started wrestling, and at one point. She was on top of me, and I grabbed her waist and kept her straddling me, and I was trying to get her over.
You pulled mount,
dude. I remember her being not yanked, but swiftly pulled off of me by her dad, and my dad nah, you guys can't be wrestling no more. I'm like, what? I was I was about to win. She's she was also very confused. This is just.
Yeah, I bet
what
you are.
We did. Dude. And then I realized I had blasted my entire Canyon River Blues so hard with cum.
Yeah?
Oh, no, but I was so
damn
hard.
It.
I was super hard, though.
Yeah.
I was super hard, and I
mean, that's a problem.
I didn't know. Well, is it a problem?
Getting hard from your cousin? She was second cousin.
Off.
That's a cousin.
No, it's, look, again, in the great state of Pennsylvania, in the Commonwealth, I'm going by Pennsylvania Dutch law, dude.
Yeah.
I'm all good.
My first
now
ever...
That's another community I think we gotta probably take a look at.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
The Mamishes.
Yes.
Because I don't know. For people that don't, my family used to drive to Pennsylvania Dutch country a lot.
Because
I don't know, my mom likes looking at trinkets and wasting a Sunday. Yeah,
of course.
You know, it's not like driving 4 hours to look at nothing.
Nothing.
And then 4 hours back. And yeah, just waste a whole day. If I get rid of a whole day, that's my goal. And you would see some of the Amish, and they're sitting on the back of those buggies staring, and it is deliverance.
Dude, it's wild.
It is straight up big head, fucking beady eyes.
They also have a huge midget population in the Pennsylvania Dutch.
Interesting.
Community. I did not know that.
That is rarely ever talked about. Because they already so
homage,
so, midgetites, dude.
Yeah, holy shit!
They don't. So the Amish is as much as they are they keep themselves.
Take six of them to raise a doghouse. mighty fine piece of work for the day it was.
It's actually four stacked in big overalls trying to do it. But they don't. So the Amish, as much as they are closed off to regular, you know, society, mm-hmm. they also are aware that, like, they live in communities that border regular towns. Yeah. So they're already seen as like, ooh, like, they're like, oh, what's up with this fucking community? Nobody really knows anything about them. So they try to keep the midgets, like, away from people because they don't want more gawking. They don't want more stares.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what happens when they go out on Rumpelstiltskin Springer?
Yeah, allegedly, they don't. So, and again, I don't know if this is true or not. The midgets of this community, it's not that they're not allowed to go on Rumspringa.
Mm-hmm.
They usually decline it.
They have to be this tall to go on
Rumspringa. Yeah, there's certain rides they can't do. No, they usually, they tell them, like, look, you can, but, like, they kind of scare them. Like, look, you're already a different thing here.
Mm-hmm.
If you go out in society, you're not going to be accepted the way this person will be. Like, you won't be able to assimilate into, like, whatever you're doing right now with everything else. So they kind of scare them into not doing
You might end up a cast member of Jackass. Well, yeah,
it's kind of sad in the way, but, like, apparently
he who cannot see above the rose.
Children of the baby corn. Dude, it's a bummer, but, like, I don't know. If I saw a group of Amish midgets get off a bus on Rumspringer, I'd be like, what is
that? Yeah, the hills have little guys.
Yeah, you can't.
Shannon, can you look this up? Is there an Amish midget infestation we're unaware of? Because that's fascinating.
There's also an Amish market. So Danny, my producer, he goes to this Amish market. He's like, dude, I don't know what it is. Every year that I go, there's more and more Amish midgets. More and more of them. He's like, and I don't know what's going on. I'm like, dude, it's the inbreed. It's like they don't allow people into their religion, and they only have so much. And, like, especially in Amish communities, they try very hard to have mixers where they bring in other communities to, like, marry off and stuff like that. They also, as of recently, they've been bringing in people that are, like, lax, like Mennonite.
Okay.
To then, like, hey, we know you're not full-blown Amish, but if you are, like, kind of close to this, maybe you can convert to full Amishness, and we'll let you in and do all this stuff. But, yeah, they're really grasping.
I also heard that the inbreeding keeps the women with sick bodies. Like, they don't get fat because of the inbreeding.
You think inbred women are...
That's what I hear about the Amish. I hear the Amish...
Now, when you say you hear that, did you make that up when you say you hear
No. I read this somewhere that Amish women... Their bodies, they don't gain, like, there's a gene that causes people to stack on weight, and because of the inbreeding, they don't have that gene. So they just stay sick.
Either that or it's just bred out of them, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no fat chicks, says I.
Okay, so I found.
We raise cattle. We don't sleep with it. Jebediah.
No pigs.
Ah. I see Brother Jacob has gone hogging.
Now don't talk about that in the morning.
There's probably just a shed with fat women and midgets. It's to keep them all.
The best place ever. Yeah. I would move there now. I'd never be happier.
It's where they churn all their butter.
Yeah.
Okay, so I found that in isolated groups due to founder effect, this version of dwarfism is referred to as Ellis Van Creveld syndrome.
It's a
genetic syndrome which can cause short stature, 40 to 60 inches, a heart defect, and an extra finger on each hand.
What?
Damn.
And that this is particularly in the old order Amish groups.
That is awesome. I didn't know that. I knew about the midgets, the extra finger on it. Dude.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
Shannon, can you also look up if the women have sick bodies because of inbreeding?
So what I looked up, Amish women don't gain weight. And the first thing that came up, it says the idea that Amish women don't gain weight is a myth. So I didn't go further than that
yet. But I did read it somewhere.
I believe you.
Whether it's wrong or not.
No, I've seen some fatty Amish.
They also, like, don't eat, like, garbage food.
Yeah, they don't
food.
Eat garbage like us.
And they're, like, working with their hands and, like, doing physical stuff.
Yeah. They just stay. They stay, like, you know, they got stuff to do.
You know how much fun it must be to watch a midget try and churn butter?
It's probably.
And the thing goes too high and his little feet jump. Start kicking.
He has to jump every time.
He's got to hold on with all six fingers.
There's got to be, like, then again, it's also like maybe we don't hear about the Amish with their midgets because when accidents happen, it's got to happen. Like, you know, if you're baling hay and a whole bale of hay falls on like a regular guy, that's maybe a broken leg.
Yeah.
Maybe a few cracked ribs. Falling on a midget, that's a death sentence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's got to be a lot of midge graves in the Amish graveyard.
Man. Do you think they have ponies and buggies?
They do. The miniature horses that bring them around.
Yeah, like little Sebastian.
The other little
red wagons.
So here's the other thing. With all the Amish midgets that I've seen, I've only seen Amish midget men. I haven't seen any midget women, which also makes me feel weird. The more I think about it, I'm like, I've only seen Amish midget men.
You can't let those go out into the real world.
Amish midget women?
Oh, yeah, I would take one of those like a football run for it. I'd run out the front door.
For sure.
Mine.
That's a delicacy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't do that. But those guys got to get married. Do you think they're marrying tall ladies or just midgets?
I don't know. I think it's whatever. Are their marriages arranged?
Yeah. Well, not arranged, but there's no such thing as an Amish bachelor. That's very frowned upon. Like, if you reach a certain age and you're not married, you're not shunned completely, but you're like, yo, let's get on. We'll make this work for you.
Do you know how much it hurts my feelings that Amish midgets probably grow way better beards than me?
Oh, definitely, dude.
Oh, it hurts my feelings so much.
It's amazing looking.
That's why you can't tell that there are Amish women ladies.
Yeah.
They also grow beards.
Oh, they all just look like Hasbulla in disguise.
Dude, it's freakish. It's freakish when you see them.
All right, we'll do one or two more things and get out of here. You know, so we talked about pissing and things. Houston janitor who urinated in water bottles at doctor's office, sentenced to prison. Why was that, Shannon?
Because part of it was that he was spreading STDs to the workers.
And what did he give?
Herpes simplex 1 and hepatitis A.
Wait. So wait, he was peeing in the water bottles?
Yeah, so what happened was he was peeing in the like the water cooler. So there were like a couple of women that would like go to pour their water from it and be like, oh, this smells weird. I'm just going to get water from somewhere else.
All right.
So through there. But then also there were a couple of women that would leave their like water bottles at their desk overnight.
Their Stanleys. Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. And then come back the next day and it would be like cloudy or weird or something. And so one of the women put like a little camera on her desktop. And then that's how they found out that this janitor had aimed at a few people, and he admitted
he had aimed at a few people. He
admitted to doing it and said he has a sickness, doesn't know how many times he's done it or to how many people, but they arrested him. He got a 6-year sentence. He has to serve at least 2 of those years before he gets parole.
Okay, here's my question. Here's
Is
my
he Chinese?
I'll show you his picture.
Oh, wait. Before you show the picture, Ryan, what does he look like?
Oh, what does he look like?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say he's either a white man in his mid to late 40s.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
With a ponytail with like top, like balding and a little bit of a patchy beard.
Okay.
Or.
Skullet.
Yeah, skullet. Or black male, frail.
Ooh.
60s.
My black man was less than frail. He wasn't frail.
No. This is like a frail, like, you know, like black male frail in his 60s with like a little bit of like a beard on the front, like a tuft.
Okay. Yeah.
My black guy for this looked like, remember Rock? Like the show Rock?
Yes.
That's my black guy.
You mean
almost Forrest Whitaker?
You mean the groundskeeper from Rudy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I see that. I see that too.
I'm going old black.
Old black. I think that might be it.
Okay. This is his picture. His name is Lucio Catarino Diaz.
Oh, no.
Spicy.
Wow. We did not. You know, now that I see the picture, should have known.
Yeah. That's that guy. That's for sure that guy that Shannon describes.
Damn it.
Oh, you know what? You live and you learn.
You know what?
Live and you learn.
So wait, Shannon, you said that he got 6 years?
Yeah, 6 years.
He's got to serve 2 before he's up for parole.
Yeah. Did he have any priors?
So here, I don't see that, but I don't know if this is a typo. This seems, I don't understand this, but it said that he pled guilty to aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, if you're pissing out herpes,
yeah, if you have a disease,
that's a deadly weapon.
That's that could be. I could see that being classified as such.
That's almost worth it just so you could tell people your dick's a deadly weapon.
It's Bruce P.
I had to register these hands and this dick as a deadly weapon.
His attorney did release the following statement. Mr. Diaz was remorseful for his actions and did not want to go to trial
Mr.
and put
Piaz.
The complainants through that process as well. He accepted responsibility for his actions and accepted the negotiated plea offer. He apologized and then they did.
That's why he's arrested. They couldn't get the plea offer.
You think he went to appeal it court?
No, he's going to appeal it.
He's going to appeal it. Ew.
You gotta go to the penal system.
Oh, he's in there. He's in there deep.
Alright guys, we're gonna call again.
I was gonna say, he probably was gonna get judged by a jury of his peers.
Peers.
I tried.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been the Morning Zoo. Thank you so much to my guests Ryan Shaner, Sydney Gant. Please listen to World War Fun.
Check it
out. Anything else you guys wanna plug real quick?
Yes, I wrote a book called Solomon. If you go to my Instagram, there's going to be a link there. Please check it out. I've sold over 200 copies. I've gone international as of recently. Please check it out. There's deals on the Shopify website. And also check out The End with Ryan Shaner, please. Call the hotline, 833-443-5300. Thank you.
Excellent. Yeah. Said.
So along with World War Fun, the greatest podcast known to man, also follow me at Sydney Gant on Instagram and Twitter, X. And then on December 8th, I'm going to be at Helium Comedy doing a show for the book signing of Solomon.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
about that. Very cool.
Yeah. So December 8th, please come out to that show. It's going to be sick. If you already have a book, bring it. If you don't have a book, you'll be able to buy one there. Ryan will sign it. He'll draw a penis on it for you if you want him to.
Midget penis on there.
Yeah, and then other than that, guys, you got to check out World War Fun. Ryan and I are really taking the podcast medium to a whole nother
it's
level.
So great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's me, your other boy, the international superstar. Follow me on Instagram. And Zach is now funny. PunchUp.live for tickets. And we'll see you on Friday here on The Morning Zoo. Bye-bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Chug it down, just like your favorite Obese Clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.